Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. British Prime Minister David Cameron reached a deal with all 27 fellow European Union leaders late Friday to keep Britain in the EU with a special status.
Britain will be permanently out of ever closer union, never part of a European superstate. There will be tough new restrictions on access to our welfare system for EU migrants. No more something for nothing. Britain will never join the euro. And we've secured vital protections for our economy.
Cameron said he will present the deal to his cabinet today, the first step, and what will be a long and tough campaign to convince British voters that the country should remain in the EU. The question will be put to a referendum in June, and so far voters appear to be evenly split. Uganda's main opposition leader, Kizza Besigye, was arrested for a second time in 2 days Friday, as election results showed him running a distant second in the presidential polling to incumbent Yoweri Museveni. Besigye's Forum for Democratic Change Party was trying to hold a news conference to talk about alleged election fraud by authorities when he was arrested. U.S. warplanes attacked an Islamic State training camp in western Libya on Friday near the border with Tunisia, hitting their main target, killing dozens of terrorist recruits. Defense officials in Washington said the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group. U.S. and Russia have launched talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria after failing to make Friday's scheduled deadline for a pause in fighting. Officials from the two countries sat down for talks in Geneva late Friday to try to find a way to long-term to end hostilities. This is VOA News. United Nations is warning that Yemen is on the brink of a humanitarian catastrophe. It's urging donors to give generously, that is, to the $1.8 billion appeal it launched to provide critical and life-saving assistance to 13.5 million people, more than half the country's population. We get the story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations reports more than 6,000 civilians have been killed and well over 3,000 wounded since the Saudi-led coalition began its bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels at the end of March. The UN says more than 2.5 million people have been forced to flee their homes and are internally displaced because of the conflict, and that 21 million need humanitarian support. Despite the situation, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, says Yemen has become a forgotten crisis.
I don't think it's helpful to compare crisis for crisis, but I would say that Yemen is as difficult and as dangerous, maybe not in terms of scale, but in terms of intensity.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Justice Department asking a judge to immediately order Apple to comply with a court order for the company to unlock an iPhone used by one of the gunmen in last year's San Bernardino attack. In the motion filed Friday, prosecutors offered a sharp response to a public statement by Apple's chief, Tim Cook, who said the software the FBI is seeking would effectively act as a so-called back door that could be used to weaken the iPhone's security procedures and measures. Apple strengthened encryption of the phones in 2014 amid increased public concern about digital privacy. President Obama paid respects to High Court Justice Antonin Scalia as his body lies in repose at the Supreme Court building here in Washington. Hours after reports of Scalia's death last Saturday, Mr. Obama honored the longest-serving justice in brief remarks, saying Scalia influenced a generation of judges as well as lawyers and students and profoundly shaped the legal landscape. Harper Lee, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the most significant works in the history of American literature, died Friday at the age of 89. To Kill a Mockingbird tells the story of idealistic white Southern lawyer who defends an African-American man unjustly accused of raping a white woman. The story is set in the Great Depression of the 1930s and is seen through the eyes of the lawyer's young daughter. It is as much a story of growing up as it is a tale of racism and injustice. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. to another edition of Jazz America, my friend. This is Russ Davis, your host. On this edition, we'll return to the Jazz Connect Conference in New York City, talk to four of the participants, Mike Stern, Robert Glasper, Stephen Bernstein, and Dave Douglas. We'll listen in on what they had to say at the conference and enjoy some of their great music, too. If you've been listening to Jazz America in the last few weeks, then you know that we've taken you to the largest gathering of jazz musicians, professionals, and enthusiasts in New York City, the Jazz Connect Conference. It's the largest gathering of all of those who love and make jazz each and every year. So, on this edition, it's four great jazz musicians who are a big part of the gathering. But let's begin with one of the great ladies in jazz history. She, not only a fantastic composer and vocalist, but a great pianist too, as you'll hear. Nina Simone celebrates a birthday. On the 21st of February, she was born in 1933. Let's go back to the mid-60s for a cut from her album released that year titled Let It All Out, as she sings the classic Love Me or Leave Me. Let's remember Nina Simone and enjoy her music to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Me, leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the night time the right time for kissing. Night time is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Say, hey, I want your love, don't wanna borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else.
Someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Say, hey, I want your love, don't want to borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love. My love is your love. There's no love for nobody
I was playing the Nina Simone piece. I was listening to her piano playing, and there was just a little touch of classical music involved in what she was giving us, and it gave me the idea to play some brand new music for you that blends classical and jazz in a beautiful way. On the flute, Hubert Laws. On the piano, Jeffrey Siegel, from the album Symphonic Arrangement Suite for Flute and Jazz Piano Trio. That's the Claude Bowling composition, Fugace. Hope you enjoyed that. Now we've heard some flute and some piano and some great vocalizing. Now it's time to turn to an artist who plays a different instrument, the electric guitar. I attended the 2016 Jazz Connect Conference, the yearly gathering in New York City of jazz musicians, professionals, and enthusiasts. I attended and participated in various events and panels and spoke to artists on the spot. Here's some of that audio right now. Mike Stern here at the Jazz Connect Conference. Brother, do you mind if I turn this microphone on?
I don't mind.
Great to see you, and I know you were here as part of the panel to celebrate Jaco Pastorius, his legacy, and this release of this new film on him. You know, you two were kindred spirits in so many ways, and one way for certain is the fact that you found your sound. When Mike Stern plays the guitar, everybody on earth knows it's Mike Stern, and they have to come get Mike Stern to get that sound, the touch, the electronics, etc. Jaco was the same way. Did you guys ever talk about that?
No, it was just kind of, I think everybody has, my feeling is really everybody has their own voice. And the more you get a chance to play, the more you get that voice developed, and you find your own little nuances. It's harder now because there's less clubs to play, but you can find them, or jam sessions. And I mean, I just think that's how you kind of do it and develop it. And then it's kind of, sometimes there's more pronounced things of a certain kind of sound that you can hear right away, and sometimes it's a little bit trickier, but it's there with so many people, and I always like encourage students to just keep playing, and it'll happen more and more.
It'll emerge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did I see Leni here earlier?
Yeah, she was here, and she had to run, but yeah, she was here, yeah.
I wanted to get you two together and say, if I walked into your home right now, what guitars would be there, and where would they be stored, and what kind of...
Oh, yeah. They're all under the bed and all, you know, it looks like Manny's. No, apartment.
That is a music shop, folks.
Yeah, exactly. Used to be. But it's ridiculous. I mean, there's little amps everywhere. There's no place to breathe, but it's cool.
Famous two guitarists living in the same house on earth, ladies and gentlemen, Leni Stern and Mike Stern. Mike, great to see you, brother.
Thank you, man. Always great seeing you.
Take care.
Good to see you.
guitarist Mike Stern looking to the east for inspiration with Moroccan Roll. A little bit of Morocco, a little bit of rock, a lot of jazz improvisation with that cut from his album Big Neighborhood. Now, let's enjoy some music from a gentleman who, just like Nina Simone, who we began this hour with, was born in the year 1933. He was born on February 24th. He is the soulful saxophonist David Fathead Newman. And here's the title cut from his album, The Gift, on Jazz America, from VOA 1. Well, I mentioned that the late, great David Fathead Newman was a terrific saxophone player. In fact, he was born in the state of Texas and was part of a movement, a group of players known as the Texas Tenors. Great tenor saxophonist from the place called the Lone Star State, but obviously he was a great flute player too, a multi-instrumentalist who died at the age of 75 just a few years ago. David Fathead Newman, the album The Gift. Hope you enjoyed that. More coming up with our visit to the Jazz Connect Conference in New York City. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from Oliver Kwanza from Accra, Ghana. And not only is this a communication from Oliver, he's a longtime Jazz America listener, but he also is a jazz lover and creator and promotes jazz in Accra, Ghana. He wrote me and attached some music, and his message reads as follows with the subject line, Jazz from Harps and Horns. Russ, listen to these tracks at our last Harps and Horns Gospel Jazz Concert. Me and my colleagues here in Ghana want to invite you to the next edition of our Harps and Horns Gospel Jazz Concert on the 25th of September. Now, the last concert happened last March of 2015 at the Asylum Down Roundabout in Accra, Ghana. It's free, it's a jazz crusade, Oliver wrote us, and he sent us this music, and just listen to it. The group is Eden Vibes, and the song is The King Is Coming, a taste of what's coming at the Harps and Horns Gospel Jazz Concert in September in Accra, Ghana. Thank you, Oliver Kwanza, for submitting this to us to enjoy here on VOA's Jazz America. I'm just wondering how large the recording studio was in which the song you just heard was recorded. It had to be enormous because of the enormous talents inside that studio in February of 1958 when Miles Davis, Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane, Red Garland, Paul Chambers, and Philly Joe Jones filled that studio with masterful music, the title cut from Milestones, Miles Davis. Russ Davis here on VOA's Jazz America, and Miles Davis was the topic of conversation at a panel at the Jazz Connect Conference earlier this year in New York City, and the topic was the Miles Davis biopic, the movie coming soon with Don Cheadle playing the part of Miles Davis. Now, Robert Glasper, the Grammy Award-winning and nominated again this year, pianist, composer, and bandleader, is making the music for this Miles Davis motion picture, and that's what he had to talk about at the panel at Jazz Connect. He was asked if this was his first soundtrack activity.
Yep. This was my, other than that, I think I did a college student's film, short, that was like 5 minutes long. Other than that, so this is literally my first time scoring anything. How did the movie come my way? Don Cheadle tweeted me, and he said, "Hey, I love your record in My Element, my trio record from 07. Yeah. He said, "I love your record, blah, 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 blah." And I was like, "You know you're Don Cheadle." Like, I didn't believe it was him, so I went and checked, and I looked, and I saw it was really him, all the friends he had, I mean, followers he had. I was like, it's really him. So he tweeted me, and we just kind of had a conversation, and then we DM'd each other, got each other's information, and we started texting and talking a little bit. And then he was like, "Hey, I got a question for you." So, you know, he texted me, and we started talking about it. He's like, "I would love for you to score the Miles Davis movie, because we want to keep it," you know, he wants to, I can't speak of a whole lot, but, you know, basically some of it is I had to get musicians to kind of emulate different eras of Miles, which who the hell do you get to do that, right? So, but I got some cats, and we got pretty damn close. So there was some of that, but then there were some things that were kind of like showing the future, because Miles, even though he's gone, his music is still here. He's still influential, and it's so it's kind of that at the same time. So, and Miles understood not only jazz but all kinds of music as well. And so that's why Don was like, "Hey, I want you to do it because I want a different aspect of it, different outlook on it."
Sorry, we are.
I'm certain that Robert Glasper is going to treat the music of Miles Davis in a most interesting, inventive way as he creates the soundtrack for the forthcoming Miles Davis biopic. We'll look forward to that with the greatest of anticipation. And I say that because he just took the music of Herbie Hancock, his classic song Butterfly, and made it into an entirely new song, though it retained that original essence. That's from his album Double Booked. Butterfly from Robert Glasper. And now, let's celebrate another birthday. On the 21st of February in 1917, the great pianist and composer Tad Dameron was born. Here he is from a 1948 session, an all-star session that includes Fats Navarro on trumpet on the song Lady Bird. Tad Dameron on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Dave Holland, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America. We'll be right back.
Modern inventive music from Dave Holland and his latest electric band called Prism, the song Choir. More of our trip to Jazz Connect next hour. Stay tuned.